Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. It's free. Everything there is free. All you got to do is check it out, use it to your advantage. Read, listen, ask questions. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll right there on the homepage. Lots of stuff to keep you entertained and informed, especially when you get into all the stuff that our great Brain Trust members have deposited with us, including our good friend Ed Yordan. Ed, this is your 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that?
Is that right? Lucky
yeah.
Year, huh?
Yeah. So thank you for that. Thank you for 13 great years. Ed is one of the great technology futurists of our time. He's the author of a number of books, including Outsource and many others. We're talking about what you need to be thinking about and what we can learn from, what you and I as small business owners can learn from the big business chief information officers. Ed's been interviewing them. He's bringing that information to us. As we went to the break, you were telling us that their big concern was security. And I can see that, Ed, because they're big companies. They got huge customer bases that are depending on them to provide them what they, you know, the services that they need. Small business owners care about security, but it's not as they're not as caught up in it as the big companies are.
Well, I think that's certainly true, and part of that, as you just said, is that the big companies are on the radar screen. They're very attractive targets. The little companies are kind of flying under the radar screen
right.
for a lot of it.
It's relatively easy to be secure, and we're not being assaulted every time. I mean, those guys are being assaulted like 20 a second, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Maybe 1,000 a second.
On the other hand, the small companies tend to be a little more lax. I hate to say sloppy, but they're more likely to
That's
let
right.
their employees bring any kind of gadgets into the office and not be quite so concerned about firewalls and passwords
right.
and
right.
you know just the basic common sense aspect of security. So there are more and more situations that were, in fact, it happened even to me, where people are getting hacked because they're on a wireless network without proper passwords.
Right.
So they can't ignore it. But on the other hand, it doesn't have to be as all-consuming and terrifying as it is for some of these big companies.
But just, folks, just make sure that you're paying attention to security. And security is not just having a virus blocker on your soft piece of software on your computer. It's multifaceted these days, isn't it? You mentioned the wireless connection.
It is, although most of the security people you talk to will still tell you that the single biggest source of problems in this area is inside jobs. You know, some disgruntled employee.
Oh yeah.
Former employee, somebody who casually walks through your office and notices that, you know, a password is taped up on a computer screen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just kind of old-fashioned stuff, but that is still the biggest source of...
Use your head, folks. What are some other things you're seeing out there from the chief information officers?
Well, one of the things that is very interesting is that this whole technology adoption cycle is obviously going much, much faster than it did before.
Mm-hmm.
But the big companies don't always realize that. They used to figure that if they were conservative, they could hang on and wait for 5 or 10 years to see whether, you know, a new technology was going to catch on, and then they could get on board if they wanted to. Well, now
they might have 5 or 10 days.
Exactly, and culturally, they're just not able to do that. I mean, and logistically, when you've got 100,000 employees, you can't make them turn around and march to a different tune all that easily, whereas a small company obviously can.
This is where small, and I've been saying this for a long time, Ed, this is where small business owners have an advantage, and especially, Ed, in the area of social media. We don't have corporate counsel that's nitpicking every comma typed into a social media site.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right. And one of the issues that goes on here is that social media destroys or at least disrupts the kind of hierarchical control structure that is still very prevalent in big companies.
That's right.
you know, managers of big companies still want to control everything that their people do.
Right.
As if this was still the 70s or the 80s. And I think the prevailing mindset and culture in small companies is just the opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, we trust our people. We assume that they know what they're doing. And they're going to use these tools for good purposes to collaborate and to reach out to our customers.
Right.
And we think that's a good thing.
You know, Ed, I'm my audience knows I've been talking about my third book is titled The Age of the Customer, and I've been talking quite a bit about that. The book's being written as we speak, but I've been talking about it. And in that book, I'm predicting two wars. One war between the CEO and Wall Street analysts, because the companies are going to have to move faster and plan longer than the analysts are going to allow them. They're not going to be able to do 90-day projections and solve these and deal with customers the way they want to be dealt with. That's one war. The other war is going to be between the CEO and the corporate counsel, because the company's going to need to move faster than the lawyers are going to want them to do. So that's two wars I'm predicting are happening even as we speak and in the near future. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're absolutely right. And there's going to be kind of an equivalent war between the CIO, the kind of people that I'm interviewing,
right,
and all of the employees who have their own feelings about what kind of technology they want to use and how
right.
they want to use it.
And I call those web Nazis. I've been running into them lately. But here's the thing. The reason why I'm talking about this to small business owners, Ed, is because while these wars are going on and while all this conflict is going on in the big companies, that's opportunity for small businesses. What do you think?
I think absolutely. You know, and one of the most important pieces or kinds of technology that these small businesses can take advantage of is mobile technology.
And that's what I want to talk about when we come back. I want you to talk about mobile apps. Folks, you've heard me talk about it before. You're going to hear it from the master after these messages. Tintail, Ed Yordan, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Running around.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.